Better turn it off.
E B F N.
What? Oh.
Oh yeah, Buenos just put out chips. It's the Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio.
That's the story. This is the story of this kid, and he's little. Or maybe it's a she. This definitely can't walk yet. And they are the main suspect in shootings of, ultimately, there are a lot of them. But we will look into this now, and we'll see it in bits and pieces. Bang, bang!
Bang, bang, bang!
Bang, bang! And Baby Go Bang Bang is the story of that kid. And how they found out it was a kid killing all these people and shooting them with a... how did he get a gun? That's the one question. How did he get a gun? Okay. How does he shoot it? Because he can't even... He can't even walk. He can't even put blocks together, hold a fork or anything like that. So, how is he shooting this gun? How did he get it? A, how is he shooting it? And bang, bang, bang! And, how did he get it? How is he shooting it? And, why is he shooting the people that he's shooting? And, I think another one, where does he get all this ammunition? Because this kid's using up a lot of ammo, and we don't know that part of it either. So at least four questions. I'm sure there's a lot more. Motive, offer, and acceptance. Is it the elements of a crime? Motor? No, what is it again? Motor life? No. It's motive, opportunity, and method. And that's Baby Go Bang Bang.
Second one to go. Shot. And they come and take her away and, you know. I think she was second. So that would have been this baby's older sister, like 6 years older or something like that. That kid, I don't understand. That kid was nice. And same parents and stuff, so. made you kind of wonder. Kid, and then you've got this kind of
you kids finish that homework. Oh, Mary, I'm good at some complex.
The whole story is called Baby Go Bang Bang. And you've got this baby going bang, bang, and, you know, shooting all these people. Like I said, probably about 8 or 9 by the time the whole thing's done. And then it just stops. So that's what it was, the neighbor, the sister. Then, oh yeah, then this sister had a friend who would come over all the time. And I think they were always talking about how if other girls were nice, or if they were their girls, they knew if they were stealing things from them or some kind of
so
that 9-year-old
could happen if I get
larceny type of activities those 9-year-olds are into.
Let's see, okay. Let's figure
always.
$3,000 a month.
Okay. Kind of a lot of maligning of each other.
$3,000 a month. After taxes. After the income tax.
$3,000. They didn't. They seemed like they were kind of outside of it, but I'm sure they did their own amount of maligning. But. She's so nice, isn't she? Or is she ever a bitch?
Isn't she nice?
And I figured 800, 600 for
food. Yeah. Six. Audrey Yandel is so nice, too.
3,000. 3,000 a month.
Oh, my God.
Because 36 divided by...
Ellen Bezdel is totally, totally nice.
3,000 a month. And then...
She was so nice to me last year.
1,100 is the house.
I'm sorry, but what a nice person.
Everything. And then there's heat and electric and all that
Ellen
stuff.
Bezdel
garbage.
Super nice
that
food.
Is
super
another...
Nice.
1,600. Then I figure 6
nice
for food.
Too.
So 6 plus... six plus... six plus... What was it?
Here.
Wait, 1,600 plus 6. That's 2,200. So there's 800 left.
What a
and
bitch.
Then...
how many
car.
Oh, what
cars
a
and
total
stuff.
Bitch.
And then...
she was a total bitch to me last
cars and...
Yeah, and what about Doreen Long?
Another 300. So that makes it 25.
And I was kind of surprised at 9 they would say that, but
from the sink!
She took my lunch bag and tore it. This was not the same day as the daughter.
Reagan.
She was over there just...
Clinton.
But a different day. And shot right in the stomach. Then there again, the only possible way she gets shot is this little infant baby go bang bang. One time, there was another neighbor. There was a. How did this go again? There was a. A guy. Oh yeah. I think a kind of a handyman guy or something. I'm having to do this. You know. A couple different nights. Because. I think eventually I just fall asleep. But. I have to be a little unclear to really tell you about it. If I'm too clear and it's too... and the temperature is comfortable and there's no noise and it's decent out in the middle of the day, I can't think straight. So I crawl into this thing and
to wash through that car.
Tell you it from there. So that, yeah, that handyman, I think he gets popped off somehow. It's usually two shots, but up to five or six. You know, they never find a...
Here's
probably the... Here's probably the worst thing I can tell you. They never find a gun.
I've got all the hot dogs wrapped in individual pieces of Kleenex.
So, think about that.
Candy's breaking
they find they see the results of this stuff, no question about that. let me hear some of this funny, that some of this funny crying on what we record, but they don't find it. And you think, you know, this kid just barely starting to walk, take a, not walk, I wouldn't call it even, kind of crawl around and stuff. But he can get around, but they, I mean, they... The kid. That's what they would do. Is thank you. Where's the kid? Have you seen the kid? Said his name kind of funny, I thought. Ked. Her name was remember, because they call him a kid so much. I just always called it Baby Go Bang Bang.
Sorry. EBFN Radio is written and produced by Eric Belgum. www.ebfn.org.